Center for Business and Innovation in downtown McKeesport. This is Radio 9 on 88.3 WRCT Pittsburgh and Tube City Online Radio in McKeesport. The news is next. It's 2 o'clock.
A judge in Boston indicated Thursday she will intervene in a high-stakes fight over the Trump administration's decision to not tap into billions of dollars in emergency funds to help cover food stamp benefits for tens of millions of Americans in November. That from CNN. They report U.S. District Judge Indira Talwani said near the end of a hearing, "Right now, Congress has put money in an emergency fund for an emergency. And it's hard for me to understand how this isn't an emergency when there's no money and a lot of people are needing their SNAP benefits." Though the judge's options vary, one possibility is that she issues an emergency order that essentially compels the administration to tap into the emergency funds. Meantime, Hoosiers who rely on federal food aid could lose those benefits starting tomorrow.
The Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program, or SNAP, runs out of funding on November 1st if Congress doesn't act. Emily Weichert Bryant, executive director of Feeding Indiana's Hungry, says the impact could hit families across the state hard.
So we know that food banks will be one of the first places families turn. Our member food banks are working with faith-based and community pantries across the state. Our food banks adapt quickly to meet the moment.
Bryant says Hoosiers who depend on the program include working families, older adults, and children. Republican leaders in Congress have said they won't approve partial funding for SNAP without a full government funding deal. Democrats insist the House should act to protect food aid now while broader budget talks continue. I'm Joe O'Leary, Public News Service. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.
And with the Pennsylvania general election coming up Tuesday, November the 4th, advocates are reminding voters they'll decide whether to retain three liberal justices on the state Supreme Court.
Losing even one could narrow the current 5-2 liberal majority. J.J. Abbott with Commonwealth Communications says some groups are urging voters to reject the justices and call for term limits. However, he notes state law already requires retirement at age 75. Abbott adds the main choice is between keeping the current liberal majority or facing costly and contentious races in 2027 that could shift the court's direction. Voters will make their decision in the retention race with a simple yes or no vote.
The Pennsylvania Bar Association, for instance, is recommending to keep the court as it is now and to vote yes on all of the three Supreme Court justices, which will really just kind of keep continuity moving forward when it comes to some issues.
Abbott points out if voters reject retaining the justices, their seats would become vacant, likely remaining unfilled until a 2027 partisan election. Danielle Smith reporting.
This is Public News Service.
The Dick Cavett Show. With special guest star,
Jay Thurber.
Ladies and gentlemen,
Jay Thurber.
Yeah.
209. Much more music time. 412-385-7450. Also on Facebook, Mastodon, and Blue Sky, taking your requests to Jay Thurber Show. These are the Supremes. salutations.
bring back any old crap.
Radio 9 from 2:25 Chime Time. New music from Josie coming up off the new album A Life on Sweets Alone. That's after we take care of a couple of brief messages. Also check your full-time Radio 9 weather forecast. Support for 88.3 WIRCT comes in part from Row House Cinema. Row House Cinema is a single-screen theater in the historic Lawrenceville neighborhood of Pittsburgh, and every week they choose a new movie theme ranging from classic cult, foreign animation, fantasy, and more. Their concessions feature natural popcorn with real butter, craft beer in the adjoining bottle shop, and vegan options. Row House Cinema is located at 4115 Butler Street in Lawrenceville. For more information, visit their website at rowhousecinema.com or call 412-904-3225.
Mr. Thurber?
Yes? You really shouldn't interrupt during the show like this.
No, I just had a question. What are vegan options? I was wondering. They have vegan options there.
I think probably stereo tape deck, mag wheels, and a vinyl top. Does that help?
All right, thank you very much.
All right, Nick, go back. Take your seat.
All right, thank you very much.
I don't know why we have a studio audience anyways. Food isn't just fuel to live, it's fuel to grow. The Feeding America network of food banks helps millions of people put food on the table, and you can join the movement to end hunger by donating, volunteering, and advocating so everyone can live a full life. Together, we can open endless possibilities for people to thrive, because when people are fed, futures are nourished. Visit feedingamerica.org. Join the movement to end hunger, brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council. So we heard during the news, a judge has ordered the federal government to pay the SNAP benefits that it has not been paying. It's just swell right now. Golly gumdrops. Just every day, just a new and exciting thing you wake up to in the news. The federal government saying, 40 million people get SNAP benefits. Let them eat poke salad. So the federal judge has ordered the federal government in, I think, 25 different states that they have to pay the SNAP benefits. The president, meanwhile, I don't know if you saw the pictures online, but they're fun. The pictures online, meanwhile, of the president holding a great Gatsby party last night at Mar-a-Lago and telling reporters he has no intent. He thinks this judge's orders are illegal and he doesn't feel that they have to follow them. He's golfing this weekend, by the way, so I wish him lots of luck and, hope his putter stands up straight or something.
Is the sun gonna shine or will it rain?
A great Gatsby party.
What's the weather gonna be this wonderful weekend with your radio?
Maybe you can post another video of himself dumping diarrhea. Mostly sunny this afternoon with a high near 57. Mostly sunny on Sunday with a high near 61. Sunny on Monday with a high of 62. Tuesday, sunny skies, high of 58. Wednesday, partly sunny and a high near 62. Right now, just ahead of much more music on the Jay Thurber Show. 56 in Washington County, 54 in Beaver County. It's 52 in Butler, 53 outside our weather window here in downtown McKeesport, and street level at the corner of Forbes and Morwood in Oakland. 54 right now at WRCT with new music from Josie. from Copenhagen, Denmark. The group is called Josie. The new album is called A Life on Sweets Alone. I'm Jay Thurber. That was some new music. We're going to hear from Stiller and Mira again later on this hour, broadcasting from the Tube City Center for Business and Innovation at downtown McKeesport on 88.3 WRCT Pittsburgh and Tube City Online Radio in McKeesport. It's 2:31. Here are the Honeycombs.
Have I the right to hold you? You know I've always told you that we must never, ever part. Oh, have I the right to kiss you? You know I'll always miss you. I've loved you from the very start. Come right back, I just can't bear it. I'm up above and I love to share it. Come right back, I'll show my love is strong. Oh yeah. Have I the right to touch you? If I could, you see how much you send those shivers running.
As the president and Congress are attempting to end SNAP benefits for 40 million people, he is holding a party, or he was last night at Mar-a-Lago, themed around the Great Gatsby. So they've got everybody dressed up very nice, and they're all enjoying cocktails. And several people have posted videos and photos from it. And someone posted, actually, since this is a Great Gatsby-themed party, someone posted the line from F. Scott Fitzgerald's The Great Gatsby. They were careless people. They smashed up things and creatures and then retreated back into their money or their vast carelessness or whatever it was that kept them together and let other people clean up the mess they made.
It's a terrible show. I don't know why they have it on there, but we're looking into it. We're going to see if we can get it off there. It's a very low rating station. Very poor show.
Radio 9!
sound of the Flares on Radio 9, and this is Bill Deal and the Rondells.
Take it until
Chrissy Blaine. On Radio 9 at 2:42, much more music time. We're going to check sports and weather in about 10 minutes. Stay tuned for that. More Miller and Stiller and Mira coming your way? Yes.
My eyes were on the sparrow. My feet were on the ground. I used to walk the straight and narrow, never fly around. Till one night at a party, I met you, baby Jane. I was a fool to lose my cool, but you drive me insane. I ain't masochistic, but why do I dig the pain? I don't know, Mama Mo Jane, you messed me up. Don't know why I'm attracted to you, I can never tell. It must be your perfume that fills the room. Off my feet, I can't resist temptation, thinking of your love so sweet. I don't know, Mama Mo Jane, you messed me up. Like a tree, I might as well be hemlock. Oh, the way you're choking me. The sky's getting cloudy, there's a veil over my life. Somebody help me through the fog, go cut it with a knife. Take me for a while, but I know that your face is wearing automatic smile. The dream I painted on you should have been indelible ink, but it just washes off much faster than my eye can blink.
The Detroit Wheels on Radio 9. I almost said Miller and Stira. Yes, the famous comedy troupe of Miller and Stira. No, Stiller and Mira coming up right after this. Or not. This computer, I'm going to be sticking around after this show here and updating this computer, I feel.
You're never completely ready to adopt a teen.
For late nights writing English papers.
For your teen's music taste.
For dinners, where they talk more on their phone than with you.
For the first time, they call you mom.
You're never completely ready to adopt a teen, and you can't imagine the reward.
To learn more about adopting a teen, visit AdoptUSKids.org.
Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
I'm cracking myself. I'm laughing here because Sesame Street posted a picture on social media. Of course I follow Sesame Street, don't you? And it says, celebrating Native American Heritage Month. And they have a scholar by the name of Zahn McLaren there, but he's with Elmo.
And so there's Elmo there with his googly eyes, and I'm just trying to figure out, well, what tribe is Elmo in? I don't know.
We would like to pay tribute at this time to the medical profession and all the great work they do. We would like to bring you on a televised tour of one of the major hospitals in New York City.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. This is Pauline Cedrics, LBC News, speaking to you live from Mount Michigas, one of the most modern maternity centers in the world. This evening, we will be touring Mount Michigas under the auspices of Dr. E.M. Schiller, head of obstetrics. There he is.
Hello, Pauline.
Hello,
how
doctor.
Are you?
Just fine. I'm terribly sorry, doctor. I see we interrupted you. You're just coming from the operating room.
No, I'm just coming from the men's room, Pauline.
We were,
doctor. I didn't know that.
Well, we are. Dr. Schiller. No, this is the show.
It's the clown.
Dr. Schiller, may I ask you a question before we start?
I'd be glad.
Wonderful. What is the first step or procedure on admitting a patient to Mount Michigas?
We get a check, Pauline.
You mean a check-up, doctor?
No, a check, Pauline, for the amount of money due the hospital for services that will be rendered by the hospital to the patient. This is
I see. Then as soon as the patient signs the check, they are admitted to the hospital.
No, as soon as the check is cleared, they are admitted to the hospital. This is to avoid embarrassment later on when we have to keep the babies, Pauline.
I beg your pardon?
In lieu of payment of the bill, we sometimes have to keep the babies, Pauline.
But that's shocking, doctor.
It is when you consider the number of kids we have on the third and fourth floor, Pauline.
Really,
kids
doctor?
Kids 25 and 30 years old.
Dr. Schiller.
And they won't work.
That's awful. Doctor.
We actually have a ward for the wards, Pauline.
Wonderful. Let's continue the tour. Watch the cable, doctor. What is that edifice over there in the corner?
Oh, that's our wishing fountain, Pauline. That satisfies the instincts and the superstitions of the patients who come into the hospital. They want to throw a coin in the fountain. Heads, it's a boy. Tails, it's a girl. There's a tremendous amount of superstition.
Well, there's a lot of coins.
Well, there's a lot of superstition, Pauline.
Yes,
let's
there
not
is.
Kid ourselves.
What do you do with all the money?
We have a kitty, Pauline.
Oh, I see. Building a milk fund for the babies?
No, we're building another fountain, Pauline. It's going up right over
let's
there.
Let's just continue the tour. Oh, doctor, what a beautiful structure. Is that a chandelier or a mobile?
That's flypaper, Pauline.
Oh, I'm terribly sorry.
That's the germs.
Wonderful. I think this is a delivery room for
you. Are thinking correctly,
yes,
Pauline. This is our delivery room.
Beautiful
Pauline.
Picture
that
window.
That picture window, Pauline, overlooks all of New York City.
Wonderful.
On a clear day, you can actually see the bathroom.
Dr. Schiller, doctor, I noticed the decor here is very unique. What is the reason for the rustic log effect and the pots of boiling water?
Well, this is the Abraham Lincoln room, Pauline.
Oh.
No matter how rich our patients are, we want them to have the advantages of humble beginnings.
Truly the American way.
Let's call it the Michigas way, Pauline.
As you like. Doctor, since we are in the delivery room, why don't you tell our viewing audience what really happens during that beautiful, wonderful moment of birth.
Well, since we're on the air, why don't we show it, Pauline, since this is the wonderful, beautiful moment.
Yes.
I have here a green basket.
The doctor has a green basket.
A green basket. Some doctors like pink, others like blue. I like a green basket. I'm going to place it right here in front of the picture window, and you can see the padding in the basket.
Yes.
I'm going to open up the window as wide as I can.
Oh, I think we're familiar with this. You know, Dr. Schiller is famous for believing in tremendous amounts of fresh air during the actual moment of birth.
It also allows the bird to come in through the window, Pauline, unencumbered. The stork, Pauline, when it comes in through the window, you see, it can drop the egg into the basket, then head out for the next mother without getting the feathers all over the patient. Now, that's when I sit down on the egg, Pauline. Now, sometimes it takes 9 days. Other times it's 9 weeks. But most of the time, Pauline, it's 9 months.
You have a baby, doctor, later on. It takes a
shame. Shame.
Dr. Schiller.
They are the subject of a new documentary by Ben Stiller. You can get on Apple TV.
Music. Turn it up and play loud.
Thank you.
Twist and Matilda here on Radio 9 at 2:54. Much more music time. Winding down this installment, 6 minutes to go until Smooth, Relax, and Get Easy with Eric O'Brien, and I hope you will stay tuned for that. We've got new music first, though, by Water Parks off their new album, Red Guitar, the title track, right after we check sports and weather. Bump, ba da ba da bump, 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 ba da ba da bump. Your front row center at the ball.
Your front row center at the ball game, and you don't have to fight the crowd. Turn your radio on as loud as you care to, then prepare to enjoy it.
Pittsburgh Steelers getting ready to host the Indianapolis Colts at 1 o'clock tomorrow at Acrisure Stadium. The Colts are coming in with a 7-1 record, so this could be the toughest test yet for Aaron Rodgers and the Pittsburgh Steelers. Pittsburgh Penguins traveling to Winnipeg. They are playing the Jets in just a couple of minutes, the puck dropping there. Pens right now are 8-2-2. Dodgers forced a Game 7 in the World Series last night when they beat the Blue Jays 3-1. Some people are saying that the Blue Jays were robbed of their comeback rally, but nevertheless, Game 7 of tonight in Toronto for the Blue Jays and the Dodgers. In college football action, Pittsburgh Panthers are in California. They're playing the Stanford Cardinals. Game time is at 3:30. At this hour, the Penn State Nittany Lions playing the number one Ohio State Buckeyes. It's the fourth quarter, and Ohio State is leading 38-14. Does not look good for the blue and white. And your Carnegie Mellon Tartans are at Dickinson College in central Pennsylvania to play the Dickinson Red Devils. That game gets underway in just about a half an hour. Here's your forecast for the entire Radio 9 listening area. Looking for mostly sunny skies for the rest of the afternoon with a high of 57, cloudy overnight with a low of 37, sunny on Sunday with a high of 61, Monday sunny, high 62, and then on Tuesday sunny with a high near 58. Right now, just ahead of much more music, 56 in Washington County. It's 54 in Beaver County, 52 in Butler, 53 right now outside our weather window in downtown McKeesport and street level at the corner of Forbes and Morwood in Oakland, 56 at WRCT. New music from Water Park.
I just want a brand new record. What it's costing to keep up these superhuman levels of delusion. All eyes are on me, they tune in like Truman Burr. Really, the truth is reality's ruthless, so hard to remember why I even do this. Oh, yeah, the delusion. It had since I was 13 that I could write a song and they put me on the magazine. But none of y'all could ever, ever hurt me, no. But none of you could ever, ever hurt me, cause a kid, be a crystal ball, he can see how we did. Knowing what I know and remembering him, it probably goes something like this. How's the future?
Whoa.
Are we famous?
No.
Oh, well, what's it like though? Well, your life is a circus that makes you feel worthless. The ones you love most are the ones who get hurt. It's a wait, is this worth it?
It's our purpose.
But none of y'all could ever, ever hurt me, no. But none of y'all.
Star.
That's new music from the group Water Parks, and I'm Jay Thurber.
This was the story of
Jay Thurber,
the first known instance of a man who was killed because he had lousy ratings.
Bring me sunshine.
Well, as the sun pulls away from the shore and our boat sinks slowly in the west, it's just about time for me to make like a police car in Paris and get the flick out of here. Remember to set your clocks back 1 hour before you go to bed tonight. Daylight saving time ends at 2 o'clock on Sunday morning. Until next time, it's nice to be important, but it's a whole lot more important to be nice. You can lead a horse to water, but it smells worse than a wet horse. A bird in the hand makes one hell of a mess. No matter where you go, there you are. Don't sweat the petty things and don't pet the sweaty things. Find me on Facebook, Mastodon, and Blue Sky at Jay Thurber Show. Check out the website at jaythurbershow.com. Stay tuned. Smooth, relaxing, and easy with Eric O'Brien is coming up next on 88.3 WRCT Pittsburgh and Tube City Online Radio in McKeesport. This is the Gigglepuss Broadcasting System. It's 3 o'clock.
This is a production of PBRTV.com. In our 10th year, welcome to Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy with Eric O'Brien. Recorded at the PBRTV.com studios for Tube City Online Radio and WRCT Pittsburgh at 88.3 FM and WRCT.org. Also heard on Vulcan Sound Radio.